This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
Have you ever tried to leash your cat?
Yes, it doesn't work.
They lie on their backs and yowl. It doesn't work.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
I know that there's a lot of conversation, controversy, questioning around when we should start with the festivities, talking about the festivities and, you know, really prepping for the holidays, right? The winter holidays. But I think right now we should all kind of be on the same page. It's the last week of November, really the first week of December, and everything else is behind us, all the Thanksgivings and everything. So what do you think, Margaret? We're good, right? We're on the right time to be talking about.
Of course. I think it's all good from here. We should even call it swinging the gateway open to the holidays.
To the holidays, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, at Montreal's Space for Life, the excitement of the holidays is already building. So we're going to chat a little bit about that right now here on Kelly and Company with myself, Ramya Amuddin, as well as Margaret Weldon. We're hosting today. And so the special holiday events and activities are really coming underway at Montreal Space for Life. And we're going to talk more about it with Laurence Desrosiers-Gout, Head of Public and Educational Programs Division at Planetarium Rio Tinto Alcan. Laurence, thank you for coming back on Kelly and Company. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, and we're very excited to talk about the holidays in general, but especially about Space for Life. So this winter, you're offering a couple of new unique things, including the most astonishing space mission in human history, Voyager, the Never-Ending Journey. So tell us a little about this to begin with.
Yes, for sure. So at the Planetarium, we have this new show coming out in December about the probes Voyager. So these two probes have been traveling through space for a very long time and sending us very important information. So this new show is, again, an immersive experience at the Planetarium. It's starting on December 14th. And then also, we have other shows that are really exciting to come see. So this fall, we just launched another show that was a big deal because it was the first time that we sent a 360 camera to space. So we have this show that's going to be playing at the same time as Voyager, the Never-Ending Journey. So this other show is called the ESS Space Explorer, the ESS Experience. So you get to learn about the life in the space station. And then there's also David Saint-Jacques, that's one of the astronauts on the space station when this film was made. We have other activities at the Planetarium. Can I tell you more about it?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Want to talk about the 360 experience?
Well, so we have two domes where there's 360 experiences. Voyager, the Never-Ending Journey, is premiering on December 14 in one of our domes. Then there's the Space Explorer, the ISS experience in one of our domes too. But there's also children programming in the dome. So it's all 360 programming and immersive experiences. We also have our Night Sky show, which is animated by experts about the sky. So we talk about the sky live in the domes. So it's again 360.
And are these new this year, Laurence?
The new ones are ESS Space Explorers and then the Voyager, the Never-Ending Journey. But also the Sky Tonight show is now called Chronique Céleste or Celestial Chronicles. And this is a revamping experience for the public. So it is similar to what we had before, but it's a new approach to it.
Okay.
That's
what
awesome.
What about the James Webb Telescope launch, Lawrence, that's supposed to happen on December the 18th? Tell us about that one.
Yes. So now NASA has announced it's going to be on December 22nd and not the 18th. And we're organizing a live event on Facebook with astronomers from the planetarium. And they will talk about the mission. It's a very huge mission where we're going to go. Well, the James Webb is going to go very, very far and explore so many things in space. It's the biggest collaboration that we can be so excited about this year. So December 22nd is the launch, if everything goes well. It's still possible that NASA changed the date, but we're pretty sure it's going to be December 22nd. And it starts super early in the morning. So I believe it's at 7:30, but you can get all the information on our website at espacepourlavie.ca/ENG if it's in English.
And did you cover any other similar things, either launches or other NASA events throughout the year that you were excited about?
We do it all the time. So any events that is really big and worth mentioning. Right now we're talking a lot about different missions, but also I'd love to talk to you about the other things that are happening at Space for Life during the holidays.
For okay. sure. Tell us about the winter solstice. Yeah.
Okay. So the winter solstice is also at the planetarium. It's an activity for the family. So we do lots of crafts and storytelling about beautiful stories about space, but for young kids. All these activities are free. So it's on December 21st. But if you want to come see some of our 360 shows, that's not free. There's also tons of activities happening at the Biosphere, at the Biodome, and at the Botanical Garden. Would you be interested in knowing more about those things?
Anything mm-hmm. you like, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. So at the Biodome this year, they're really excited to show you their oversized puppets. So they're inspired by the animal species that are at the Biodome. And they will wander through the space of the Biodome. It's a very poetic walk, a little bit like a waking dream for young and old people, older people. They also have a special Christmas for the animals. So they're going to give gifts to the animals, and then they'll have to use their wits and ingenuity to get to their favorite food inside of those presents. So I think that's going to be very exciting. And then they also have the exhibition of the 20 finalists of the 2021 competition of the Association Francophone pour le Savoir. So there's art exhibitions and then fun with the animals of the different spaces of the Biodome and then the oversized puppets. So that's at the Biodome. And then at the Biosphere, this year is the first year that the Biosphere is spending Christmas with the rest of Space for Life. And it's a museum that is dedicated to the environment since 2007. But as of this mm-hmm. year, it's part of Space for Life. So they have a brand new interactive space that's called Ecolab. And you can learn a lot about like science and environment. They also have an exhibition that's called This Is Not an Umbrella. And then that brings you into the storm cell and lets you tinker with the weather to learn more about meteorology. And of course, in Canada, we love talking about the meteo, the weather all the time. So I think if you get to experience the Biosphere, you get to know more about the meteo. And then you can also discover the world through the lens of a National Geographic photographer. They have a special exhibition at the Biosphere. It's a free outdoor exhibition with 50 photos paying homage to the art of photojournalism. And then Botanical Garden is really exciting too because they have so many greenhouses. You can really take a break from the cold winter and go check out the lush vegetation of the ferns in the greenhouse, and then the rainforest greenhouse will take you also on a different journey. There's 9 greenhouses at the Botanical Garden, so it's over 36,000 wow. plants. And
that's incredible.
Like we said at the planetarium, we have tons of new activities. We've got a new show that I'm really excited for people to come see. And that's going to be a very exciting and busy time at Space for Life for the holidays.
It seems like it. I mean, you mentioned so many things happening between all of your different spaces. So if you don't mind telling us, how is the reception like thus far after you've opened to the public, you know, in-person things? Are there a lot of people still coming out? I'm sure so many people missed it.
So many people are coming out. I feel people were really... they were missing our spaces a lot. So this fall, just at the Botanical Garden, there was this special light festival, and there were 200,000 people that came to see it.
Oh, wow.
And then at the planetarium, even with like our reduced capacity, we're often sold out. So that's really exciting. And just seeing the children and visitors and curious people to come back into the planetarium, especially because that's where I am. It feels amazing. And there's people all the time in different spaces and exploring, learning about the meteorites that we are showcasing right now. And it feels very good to see the people. And I'm sure during the early day, we will be really busy.
For sure. Oh, I totally think so. I mean, based on the numerous amount of things that people can check out from one thing to the other, the planetarium, the botanical gardens, and biodome and biosphere, I think that people will be very busy visiting you guys. Thank you so much, Laurence, for filling us in on everything that you're up to.
It's my pleasure. And again, if you need more information, you can find so many information on our wonderful website. espacelavie.ca/ENG.
Amazing. And we'll put that up on our blog as well, ami.ca/KellyCo. Take care. We were chatting with Laurence Derosier-Guitte, head of Public and Educational Programs Division at Planetarium Rio Tinto Alcon. After the break, we're going to talk about Zuppa Theatre's docudrama on the Halifax explosion. We'll be back with that on Kelly & Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.